again.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Deonte.
Hey, Shannon.
So, it's summer.
It is.
It's super duper hot.
Oh, it's beyond hot. I feel like we're in hell.
Right?
This is incentive to be a good person.
This is the closest thing to hell you can get without dying, I think.
I'm all about being a good person and loving Jesus because I don't want to go to hell.
Okay, so let me tell you this. I've been teaching, I've got 32 kids that I've been teaching.
Wow!
With my ISR thing right now. Okay, every day, 32 kids are in the water with me.
Wow!
Which is almost double what I intended on doing. Let me tell you that. So I'm doing 4 different pools.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm so crunched for time right now that if I have to pee after one pool, I'll have to hold it for the hour to get to the next pool because otherwise I'm going to be late.
Oh, man.
Like, there's no time between. So that's my life right now.
Wow.
I'm eating literally every day. I'm packing my breakfast, lunch, and snack in an Arctic cooler because I can't stop. I don't have time to stop.
Wow.
So I'm literally living in my car at the moment.
Wow.
Except for at night. Like, I go home and sleep, luckily, and shower. It's good to shower when you get thrown up on and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, kids, when they cry and when they fuss and they take on a lot of air, and I can't get them to burp, they'll throw up on me.
Oh, man.
It happens. But anyway, that's not important. Love my life. Love what I do. Love the fact that I'm getting to teach kids and do this thing that I'm doing. But anyway, a lot of my time is spent listening to iTunes. And we've touched on this before. At least I did, like, a little montage of, like, the most played songs on my iTunes. But it was brought to my attention the other day when I was driving in the car, got somebody with me, and she's like, I'm going to look at through your iTunes and see what we can listen to on the drive. I'm like, okay. She goes to my top 25 most played songs. And I was ashamed and embarrassed because if you didn't know me and you just looked at my iTunes stuff, you would say, okay, she's either got a litter of children, like a ton of kids.
Okay.
Or she's a freak who has no kids and just enjoys kids' songs at the most inappropriate time of the year. Okay?
Okay.
So I thought, I went through and I pulled some clips of my most played songs on iTunes.
Okay.
And I thought that I would share them with you so you can judge me accordingly.
Okay.
Okay, so well, number 5, number 4 are both by an artist by the name of Blippi. Blippi is a former military man who apparently was, like, super high up in the ranks at some point. And now he's a guy, he has millions of YouTube followers, and he does these stupid videos. I mean, they're just dumb. He wears these orange plastic glasses, orange suspenders, a beret hat, a blue, like, you gotta look up Blippi. It's
okay.
B-L-I-P-P-I. I know how to spell it because every single episode he says, and parents, you can search me. Let's spell my name, B-L-I-P-P-I. And my 2-year-old nephew, who doesn't know the alphabet, can spell Blippi. Okay, so anyway, my number 5 most listened to song on iTunes is Blippi.
Tractors, oh, tractors.
The tractor song.
They're so much fun. Tractors, oh, tractors. They get the job done. Tractors work all day. Tractors work all night.
Oh, that look. Gotta bale that hay.
Oh, my God.
Gotta bale it tight. Okay, so that's my number 5 most listened to song.
Oh.
Which is not nearly as good as my number 4 song, the train song by Blippi.
Choo-choo, here comes a train. Choo-choo, here comes a train. It's rolling on the tracks, gonna get there fast, yeah. Choo-choo, here comes a train.
I can spend all day watching you go choo-choo.
Anyway, he also has songs like the excavator song, the airplane song, fire truck song.
Oh, my head's about to explode.
He's big on transportation, if you can't tell. There's a whole album of songs just about transportation.
Oh.
And I know the words to every single one of them. There's even a dance that Jake and I do to the train song. And as soon as I start picking him up during the day again, Jake is my 3-year-old nephew, I'm going to put my GoPro on my windshield so I can video us doing our choo-choo dance, because it's actually pretty cute when we do it together. Like, I can see him in the rearview mirror just waiting for me to do my choo-choo and the countdown for 4, 3, 2, 1, and they're so much fun, choo-choo.
You're
so
such a good aunt.
Look for that pretty soon. And then my next one is actually a pretty big hit, I think. If you know Moana, then you know Dwayne Johnson's You're Welcome.
Right.
What can I say except you're welcome for the tides,
you know,
the
sun,
the sky. No. Hey, it's okay, you're welcome.
I'm just an ordinary Jimmy guy. Hey, what has two thumbs and pulled up the sky? When you were waddling yay high, this guy. See, the music ended and I'm still singing. That's how pathetic I am sometimes.
I know that song because we've seen Moana a million times, but I wouldn't listen to it in my car.
But I'm trying to learn the rap part.
Oh.
Because I feel like that'll make me legit. If I can at least do the, hey kid, I can go on and on. I can explain every natural phenomenon. The tide, something on the ground. Oh, that was Maui just messing around. Something and ill, now you got coconuts. What's the message? What's the takeaway? Don't mess with Maui when he's on the breakaway. See, I'm doing really good so far.
You are.
I mean, I forget some words, obviously. But for them, I get the general idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I could hum my way through the words that I forgot.
That's impressive.
Right? Isn't it?
It is.
Okay, so that's my number three most listened to song. Now, Number two might catch you a little off guard based on the ones that you've heard so far.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm feeling really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a hardcore gangster rapper.
I love bad, 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 my problem. And yeah, I like to pick up problem. I love bad, 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 my problem.
Okay, so I go from Blippi to Moana to ASAP Rocky.
This is kind of what I expected all your top five to be.
Maybe we can solve it. Hold up. No, it's no. No. And it's July, right?
Right.
Or August. I don't know what month it is. You're right. I'm a really good aunt. Really good aunt.
You are.
Because when it's July and it's 185 degrees outside and my nephew Jake gets in the car and he's like, "You have Jingle Bells, right?" And I try and ignore it. And I think that he's going to maybe forget that he wanted to hear Jingle Bells. So I load him up. I'm like, "We'll talk about it in a second." Get everybody buckled up and ready to go. Turn on something else. And he's like, "But wait, you have Jingle Bells, don't you?" "Yes, Jake, I have Jingle Bells." I actually have a version of Jingle Bells that's 1:12 long. So if I'm going from my apartment to their house, we can listen to it about 15 times.
Oh.
That's why Jingle Bells is the number one song on my iTunes most played.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
And it's not even a cool one.
No.
It's not like the Blake Shelton version.
Just plain old Jingle Bells.
It's just kids.
Singing Jingle Bells.
Kid songs. Singing Jingle Bells, and I tried to find other versions of Jingle Bells that would suffice. I've tried every YouTube version of Jingle Bells, and this child only likes that version. Only the kids' song version. So I play it, obviously, over and over and over, and he's not happy. Like, if it's not playing until we pull into their parking garage, he is pissed. So if I'm going to start Jingle Bells at my apartment, I'm going to be finishing the drive with Jingle Bells.
Oh my gosh, my head is spinning. I would just like to say that you are a better aunt than I am mom, because there is no way I'm listening to Blippi or Jingle Bells 862 times in a row.
I'm going to tell you something about Blippi though. That man's a genius. He's a genius. He gets like 7 million views on every stupid video that he does. He does CDs. Listen to this. Blippi, if you don't want to have to like use your cellular data on your phone when you're trying to get your kids to shut up during your 16-hour car ride or whatever, you can download Blippi episodes or Blippi videos, but it's going to cost you $15. And I guarantee you that parents do it because it keeps their kid quiet
for
20 minutes at a time.
Oh. I listen to inappropriate talk radio that my children shouldn't hear.
Uh-huh.
And I make them read or do something else to distract them. I'm not listening to Blippi.
Well,
the closest I get is listening to Taylor Swift's New York.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe two or three times in a row, because that's Jude's favorite song.
Oh, but that new Taylor Swift album is so good. If he was like a all-around fan, I'd be okay with that.
He only knows New York.
Welcome to New York. That one?
Yes.
Okay. Is that his favorite? Because it's on that, it's on a movie. Which one? Is it Zootopia, where they go to the zoo? I don't remember. Never mind. Just ignore me. There is one, though, that it's on.
Maybe that's why he knows it, because I have the Taylor Swift CD. Yes, I'm old. My car is old. So I have it in the car. I have Justin Timberlake. He doesn't want to hear that. I have Prince. He doesn't want to hear that. No, just that one song. And that's not even the best song on the album.
But have you heard the new album?
No.
The new Taylor Swift? She says the S word.
Ooh.
She curses on one of her songs.
Look at her.
Can you believe that?
Trying to be a bad one.
I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about Taylor Swift dropping the S bomb.
Well, it's called reputation.
Yeah.
She's switching it up.
I guess so, but she's wasn't ready for that. I was not. God, Taylor. Seriously? But this album, it really is a great... I'm not going to go... I could go song by song and critique the new Taylor Swift album, but I won't waste your time with
that. Thank you for that.
It's just really good. And if I was to get tickets to the show, I'd go.
I would take Sydney.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's not going to happen, but...
Well, maybe I'll add that to Sydney's iTunes and she can listen to it on the trip.
Oh, make sure you include the song that has the S-bomb so she can learn her first curse word.
Look at who her mom is. I think she's probably heard all of those words
before.
She's
probably like, F you, you F and F. I'm kidding.
She knows all the words. And she also knows she's not allowed to say them.
Well, if you want any songs about excavators... Or there's even a special Blippi version of the Wheels on the Bus. You just let me know and I'll come sing along with your kids.
I'll keep you posted.
Thank you.
See you later, Radicator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.